This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we've been talking about trendsetters, women whose vision, style, and willingness to break barriers changed culture, from what we wear to how we behave. Elite athletes are, famously, inspiring. Scoring a goal, winning a match, is an achievement built on endless hours of preparation and training. And that victory could be the catalyst for more than a single title. It could be the thing that gets the next generation fired up to get on the field. But athletes need support. They have to have the right equipment and coaching. They have to be in the right physical shape and mental headspace. The woman we're talking about today helps make that happen. Her work allows Nike's professional athletes to perform at their very best.
My name is Tanya Vizdak. I am the Global Women's Sports Marketing VP at Nike. My role and responsibility is to oversee our women's portfolio, teams, leagues, players, feds. And then on the other side is, you know, how do we serve our athletes at the highest of levels?
Tanya grew up in Connecticut. Sports were always a big part of her life. Her game of choice, basketball. The sport paved the way for her to go to and pay for college. As graduation loomed, it wasn't clear if or how her involvement in athletics would continue.
The period of time that I grew up in, the W didn't exist. It was kind of, you couldn't necessarily see what you wanted to be in that space.
Luckily, Tanya met someone who showed her a path she hadn't previously considered.
Fortunate enough that at that time, as I was graduating college and trying to figure out what I was going to do, the women's national team for basketball, Dawn Staley, Cheryl Swoops, was touring the country. And I had seen and helped set up a number of the clinics that they had done. Knew I was never going to be at that level, but there happened to be an individual that was working with them. Asked the question, what do you do? And she said, I work for Nike.
That chance meeting turned into a career. Tanya has been with Nike for more than 20 years. Now she works to advance sports, support athletes, and give others opportunities she didn't have. During her tenure, things really have changed for women's sports. That was clear as we spoke at the World Cup.
I mean, I think we're sitting at, you know, the world's largest global sporting event, just from a sheer investment perspective, having 32 teams in this tournament, which is the largest it's ever been, the prize money, coupled with, you know, just people's interest. I think we were seeing some stats that over 11 million people in Australia had watched the semifinals with the Matildas. It's almost half the population. So a ton has shifted. One, you know, the athletes continue to put a higher level of product in the arena of sport. I think the interest from consumers is higher, and you're starting to see it's ways for brands to really connect with consumers that they haven't been able to in the past.
Events like the World Cup are not just commercial opportunities. They hold a different kind of power, too.
All the bifurcation that's happening in the world around us, it's like music and sport. I happen to be in like one of the industries, and I'm super excited that sport has the ability to bring everybody together, drive a conversation, and unify us in a way that we haven't been able to see in other regards.
In Tanya's role, she sees how major sporting events spur progress for professional athletic programs and amateur fans of those teams. To help athletes show up and perform at their best, Tanya and Nike have developed a variety of support programs. At the World Cup, Nike created athlete base camps, spaces for each of its teams at the tournament. The base camps contained a wide variety of things to help the players and their families feel more comfortable on the road. Things like coffee bars, nail art, foosball tables.
The U.S. was adamant around a service that we could provide for their family and friends. They said, you know, we have a large contingency of people that travel with us. Is there any opportunity for them to have a moment, but then also kind of keep them busy so that we're not having to worry about it on the day-to-day?
It wouldn't be possible to understand what the athletes want and need without really listening. Nike's pulled together groups of professional athletes from different sports around the world in its athlete think tank.
We've always said that we put the voice of the athlete at the center. We've created the best product for athletes for decades now. What you've now started to see is, you know, with the athlete think tank that we have here, the group of women whose voices we're really trying to elevate throughout the organization, they're really informing around additional opportunities for us to serve them. And I think that not only is what makes them relatable to consumers, but also helps us serve consumers better.
Tanya's work goes beyond supporting professional athletes.
I think the additional opportunity is outside of just participating or playing. And, you know, we have the Coaches Collective that is here joining us with the Athlete Think Tank. You know, they're a demonstration of the possibilities beyond just playing and what a career can look like after that. And I think we've also seen, you know, all the officiating on pitch this year has been women. Us continuing to move the needle in that space is just going to further grow interest in women's sport, but provide new opportunities.
Thanks in part to Nike, opportunities have opened up for girls and women to participate in professional sports in a variety of ways.
Now you're seeing everything from female broadcasters, officiating, coaches. I think anything around the industry is now an opportunity. Whereas before, you know, I was just thankful to be able to have the opportunity to play. And that paradigm shift is significant.
Special thanks to Nike for these bonus episodes and for the opportunity to interview these amazing women in Australia at the World Cup. Tune in on Monday for the first episode of a brand new theme. Talk to you then.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.